a Vermont company that once showed promise of being a key supplier to the electric vehicle industry, is no more. SB Electronics, based in Barrie, shut its doors earlier this week. It manufactured capacitors used in electric cars, solar and wind power systems, and other technologies. Back in 2010, it received a $9 million federal grant to build a manufacturing facility in Barrie, and its products were used in the very first Tesla cars. Burlington Free Press reporter Dan D'Ambrosio has been reporting on the fate of SBE, and he joins me now. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Henry.
So 10 years ago, SBE was being touted as part of a supply chain for electric vehicles, right? So what exactly went wrong?
The CEO, Ed Sawyer, his analysis is that what everyone thought was going to happen with electric vehicles in 2010 just didn't happen. He cited a Department of Energy official who came sort of for the groundbreaking, and in her speech said, in 10 years, everyone's going to have an electric car in their garages. And as Ed said to me, that didn't happen. And as a result, he says, we just ran out of runway, was the way he put it. They were expecting to provide these capacitors, which he described sort of like a carburetor for an engine. Even that's an old-time reference, but it's something that sort of regulates power flow in the car. And they were expecting to be providing these capacitors, which they have a patent on, this special one, for 100,000 vehicles a year. And that just did not happen.
Well, so you reported that SBE right now has 19 employees, is that right?
Well, that's what they had when they shut down. And Ed has already launched another company, you know, with the same technology, because he says there's still demand. It's kind of like he's waiting for what was promised to. He wants to still hope that it's going to happen.
Well, backing up further, this company has a long history in Vermont and in Barrie. At one time, it employed about 1,000 people, right? So can you tell us a little bit more about the deeper history of SBE?
The company goes all the way back to the 20s. There was an inventor in Massachusetts, Robert Sprague, who invented a certain kind of capacitor. And then in 1945, they moved to Barrie to do some work with Rock of Ages. And then just went from there. So, yeah, it goes way back. It used to be one of the largest employers in the state. And one other interesting thing that I didn't actually put in the story, even in the not-so-distant past, in 2004, Governor Douglas announced his campaign, his reelection campaign, at SB Electronics because he held it up as an example of the success of his policies.
Well, given that recent history and now its closure, does this closure tell us anything about the manufacturing sector in Vermont more broadly in terms of how it's doing? There's lots of small manufacturers around the state. Or do you think this is an isolated incident?
I do think that we have to look at this as a specific incident and not really draw any broader conclusions necessarily about manufacturing in Vermont. It appears to be a pretty simple situation where the expectation wasn't realized in terms of electric vehicles, which is not to say it won't be. I mean, certainly electric vehicles are at the top of the list, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone.
And expected to grow.
And expected to grow and expected to take over, really. So it may be in a case of SB Electronics being, timing being off.
Dan D'Ambrosio is a reporter for the Burlington Free Press. Dan, thanks so much for speaking with me.
You bet, Henry.